is Right Off the Bat with Marty Lurie, a celebration of baseball and all its color, humor, and personality. Now, let's go to the park for today's game. Here's Marty Lurie.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Right Off the Bat today. Nice to have you with us. We're live from Tucson Electric Park in Tucson, Arizona, where Cactus League action continues today. The A's are down here to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And yesterday, the A's got in the win column. They beat the Cleveland Indians in a very unlikely spring training game. For those of us down here working the games, we loved it. It was 1-0 out of there in a couple of hours. And the A's behind seven pitchers through a three-hit shutout at the Cleveland Indians. So action again today. We're down here in Tucson, Arizona. It's about a nice hour and a half, hour and 45-minute ride from Mesa and Phoenix. And you take Interstate 10 heading to the east, and you end up in beautiful Tucson. Nice blue sky above. The wind is blowing down here today. And in the wonderful, loving memory of Bill King, if he was down here today, boy, he would be talking about the wind. And whenever you play games in Arizona, you know there's always the potential of a high-scoring game. And just chatting with the former Athletic right-hander Tom Candiotti, he says it's good knuckleball weather today. So there is a good breeze. It's blowing out to left field. It is nice blue sky above. The sun here in the Arizona Grand Canyon State, I still call it the Valley of the Sun wherever you go. And the weather is just perfect down here other than the breeze. The A's are on the field taking batting practice, and it's going to be a good game today, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And for the ball club, the Diamondbacks are a team that will be in contention in the National League West. They are down here in Arizona, and they have a pretty good team. I would say pitching-wise, Brandon Webb, to just give you a little bit of background on Arizona right now before we talk about the A's and what happened yesterday. But you look at the Diamondbacks, and last year they fought the Dodgers right down to the end in the National League West, and they had that division really by the throat and sort of let it go. But Dan Haran is still here. Brandon Webb, their Cy Young Award winner from a couple of years ago, who fought Tim Lincecum in that Cy Young right down to the wire this past year. He's got a little bit of soreness in his arm. He hasn't thrown yet. Doug Davis, our good friend from Northgate High School, is back and had the thyroid issue last year, but finished the season with the Diamondbacks, the left-hander. He's here. Max Scherzer is a highly touted phenom, a right-hander, throws about 97 miles an hour. He'll be in that rotation. And then they signed John Garland. Still some issues around first base, but at second base it's Felipe Lopez, Stephen Drew at short. Third base, maybe it'll be Chad Tracy over at the hot corner. In left field, Connor Jackson, the former player from the University of California. Very, very nice player, sort of coming into his own last year. And in center field is Chris Young. Strikes out a lot, but he can run. And then in right field is Justin Upton, and a very talented young man. Mark Reynolds, by the way, is the third baseman. Tracy probably would be over at first. If you had to say anything about this Diamondback club, they strike out a lot. And when Bernie Pleskoff joins us today, our Major League scout who is around the Cactus League, I know he's going to talk about the Diamondbacks. So you look at the Diamondbacks, a pretty good team. It should be a good game today. For the A's, they come down here to Tucson. I'll give you the lineup, and I'm impressed that this many regulars came down here. Travis Buck starts off in left today, Ryan Sweeney in center. The Giambino is in the lineup today at first base, Jason Giambi. Jack Huston right. Kurt Suzuki will be behind the dish. Derek Barton DHs today, and he got an at-bat as a DH, as a pinch hitter just the other day, and he is DHing today. Bobby Crosby is at short. Jack Hanahan is at third base today, and Eric Patterson is at second. But the pitcher I'm interested in seeing today, a couple of them for the A's, and in spring training, as we always say, the wins and losses don't matter. Really, the first four or five innings or the time that you really want to look at it, because that's when the regulars will be in there. But Edgar Gonzalez goes for the A's today. He's a right-handed pitcher. He's a former Diamondback. It's his first appearance and start of the spring. He was 1-3 with a 6 earned run average last year, 17 games, 6 starts for the Diamondbacks. And then his season ended early due to an injury. I got to see him pitch over the winter on TV. He pitched for Mexico in the Caribbean series just a few weeks ago. I think he went about 7 shutout innings and pitched extremely well. And he should be in good shape today. And I know the captain will question Bob Guerin about how to evaluate an Edgar Gonzalez, because he is well ahead of most of the pitchers down here in Arizona. He's not an overpowering pitcher. He moves the ball around. And I think he's a legitimate candidate, really, for the fifth spot for the A's. So I'll be interested to see what he brings to the table today against the Diamondback Club that knows him quite well. But he is in, I would say, well ahead of most of the pitchers here in Arizona. And he should be able to go out there and give the A's some sort of representative performance of what type of pitcher he really is. After Gonzalez today, we'll see Santiago Castillo at some point. Vince Mazzaro will be in there today. And I can't wait to see him. I did not get to see him Wednesday when he pitched against the Brewers in Maryville. But he tossed a scoreless fifth inning in that first outing last week. So I'll be anxious to see him. Gave up a couple of hits and struck out one and only faced 5 batters. But I think he is on the fast track. Josh Outman will pitch today. And if you look at the A's bullpen and the possibilities, I think Josh Outman, Jerry Blevins, one of those will absolutely be on the team. And I think Outman has got a shot. And I know there's speculation around the Cactus League, and you read Ken Rosenthal and all the different pundits who love to tell you who's going to be signed and not signed. Apparently the A's are interested in the left-hander, Dennis Reyes. Dennis Reyes, last we saw him with the Minnesota Twins, I thought very effective. Pitched for the Cincinnati Reds, pitched for the Dodgers, and sort of resembles a Fernando Valenzuela, kind of a round-faced guy. But he throws that slider from the left side, and he is a legitimate eighth-inning guy, seventh-inning guy, and I'd love to see the A's go after him. But Outman, we'll see him today. He could be in the bullpen mix as well as one of the left-handers. Other one we'll see today is Michael Wirtz. He's a right-hander. He's a slider pitcher. And he sort of resembles the Kiko Calero school of pitching, and he needs the slider to get you out. The slider probably not as strong as Calero's was, but Wirtz is that type of pitcher. So that's what we should be looking at today from the A's standpoint. For the Diamondbacks today, looking at their lineup and what you'll see here in the first four or five innings, Ryan Roberts at second, Justin Upton in right, Stephen Drew at short, Connor Jackson in left, Chad Tracy will be at first. Coming back from that microfracture surgery on his knee. And by the end of last year, was starting to hit the ball pretty good. Mark Reynolds at third, and pencil in 200 strikeouts for him and about 30 homers. Big Tony Clark will be the DH today, and he is back here once again with the Diamondbacks, a very good clubhouse presence. Miguel Montero will be doing the catching. Nice left-handed hitter. Boy, the Red Sox were hot on his trail, and so were the Tigers in the offseason, but he's still a Diamondback. And Brandon Watson will be in center field. Yusmeiro Petit, a right-handed pitcher, in the mix for the fifth starter spot on the Diamondback staff. He will be starting for Arizona today. So that's a look at what is going on. Talking about yesterday, I thought we saw an interesting game. Anytime you get a no-hitter into the sixth inning, as the Cleveland Indians were throwing, that is certainly news. But Dallas Braden, I thought, pitched extremely well yesterday for the A's. In fact, the A's starting pitching, again, you look at the beginning of these games and see what happens. But for the A's starting pitching in the 4 games, 8 innings pitch, 4 hits, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Heck, obviously you'll take that any day of the week. So very nice for the starting pitching, and we'll see if Gonzalez can continue that today. Trevor Cahill came in yesterday and pitched extremely well, very strong for me. And then it was interesting. Ryan Sweeney got the double to get the A's going against the Tribe in the seventh inning. And then Chris DeNorfia, who's probably on the plane right now, heading to the Italian team for the WBC. Brad Ziegler heading to the USA team as well. But seventh inning was interesting because we're talking about you have to play some baseball even in the spring in a nothing-nothing game. Sweeney got the double, and then DeNorfia came up, and everyone said, we looked at Ray and the captain and I said, well, I guess he's going to hit the ball to the right side. And that first swing, it looked like he was trying to pull the ball. And then the next swing, he hit it to the right side, right in between the bag and the first baseman down the line. And before you knew it, The A's had the run on the board, and that is the one that stood up. But that was good execution yesterday. You like to see that from DeNorfia, and he got it done. Another good inning, and I tell you, I like Tyson Ross. I like what I see about him, a little bit of a funky delivery. But I like, he looks like a pitcher who can pitch in the big league. So nice to see that yesterday. So that's a little review of what I saw yesterday as the A's win their game against the Cleveland Indians, and that was 1-0. And I'm sure the captain and Vinny will talk about all the years you have to go back to find other 1-0 wins in a Cactus League game. That doesn't happen very often. Adrian Beltre, just to give you a little more baseball news, he is out of the WBC. And I bring it up because there was a little bad blood, I think, between Beltre and the Mariners. They were going to let him go. He had thumb surgery and some shoulder work done over the offseason. General manager said, well, it's your call. He said, all right, I'm going to go. And then yesterday they said, no, you're not. You're not going to go. He gave up his apartment. And the general manager said, hey, my wife and I will move out of our place. You can take our place, but you're not going anywhere. And I say it because, you know, we'll see some speculation as this season goes on. Beltre, who I like as a third baseman, more than likely is going to be dealt by the Mariners around July the 31st. And they just don't want to see him get hurt in the WBC. So people in and out of this WBC, and it looks like Beltre is out of it. Carlos Marmol, the closer for the Cubs, is back in it. After this week, he was out of it. And other injury news, Braden Looper was scratched from his start yesterday for the Brewers with a little bit of an oblique issue. Johan Santana, opening day pitcher, supposedly for the Mets. Looks like that's not going to happen. Elbow trouble for him, and looks like he is not going to be going opening day. A lot of speculation in the New York Daily News this morning. John Harper wrote a good column. Take a look at it about who the Mets may be interested in. One is Roy Halladay from Toronto, if Toronto falls out of it. And the other one is Matt Holliday of the A's. And if the Mets are looking for an outfielder, they've got lots of money coming off the books over the next winter. And maybe the A's could do some business with the Mets, with Matt Holliday, if everything is aligned when that trading deadline comes up at the end of July. So interesting story, I thought, by John Harper today in the New York Daily News. And impacts the A's a little bit because, you know, it just depends on how the season goes and determining how Matt Holliday will fit in later on in the year. And that's why we love baseball. It is a talking sport. All right, we've got our inside look at the game coming up. Andy Baggerly joins us. Had a chance to sit down with him, talk a little bit about Bay Area baseball, and he'll break down the Giants for us. Our next broadcast is going to be Thursday from Scottsdale at 10:30. And so Andy Baggerly will come back, and it's our inside look at baseball brought to us by Air Park. When you go out to the Oakland Airport, there is no better place to park. So we'll take a break and come back with that interview right after this.